And taking a look at sports here on KJAN, Jordan Canzeri broke long touchdown runs on back-to-back series in the third quarter, and number 3 Iowa completed its first perfect regular season in 93 years with a 28-20 victory over Nebraska on Friday. The Hawkeyes were far from dominant, but good enough against the sloppy Cornhuskers on a raw afternoon. As one of the two remaining unbeaten teams, they'll head to next week's Big Ten Championship game in the middle of the college football playoff race. Canzeri ran off left tackle two straight times for two touchdowns, the first one going 29 yards and the second 68 yards for a 28-17 lead. Canzeri finished with 140 yards on 17 carries. Iowa picked off Tommy Armstrong Jr. four times, with defensive end Parker Hasey returning 14 yards for the Hawkeyes' fourth interception for a touchdown this season. The Huskers needed a win to ensure bowl eligibility, and they came up short in that task. Iowa moves on to that Big Ten championship game. They will play Michigan State if they are victorious against Penn State today. Otherwise, they will play the winner of the Michigan-Ohio State game that gets underway at 11 o'clock here today. So it's a wait-and-see game here today for the Hawkeyes and their next opponent. Another college football yesterday in the late evening contest, a game that was delayed by lightning and was played in a driving rainstorm. TCU, the 15th-ranked team in the country, went to double overtime to beat 7th-ranked Baylor 28-21. The final there, as Baylor was stopped on a 4th-and-1 late in that second overtime, as that was the last play of the football game. Also, 21st-ranked Houston beat 16th-ranked Navy 52-31. It was 18th-ranked Oregon 52-42 over Oregon State in their annual Civil War rivalry. Also in the Apple Cup, it was Washington 45-10 over 20th-ranked Washington State, as the Huskies emphatically win that. And also, Western Michigan knocked off 24th-ranked Toledo 35-30, as Western Michigan now will move into the MAC title game. Moving on to college basketball, V.J. Beachum scored 16 points, Demetrius Jackson had 12, and 17th-ranked Notre Dame beat Iowa 68-62 in the consolation round of the Advocare Invitational on Friday night. Bonzi Colson had a pair of layups, and Jackson added a third as Notre Dame used a 9-2 stretch for a 63-55 lead late. Jared Utoff had 20 points for Iowa, who falls to 3-2. Iowa now will play in the 7th-place game of that tournament against Wichita State coming up on Sunday morning. Jameel McKay scored 23 points, and number 4 Iowa State advanced to the Emerald Coast Classic Final with a 99-77 rout over Virginia Tech on Friday. Each of Iowa State's starters scored in double figures, and the Cyclones had a 52-30 lead at halftime. Abdel Nader had 16 points and 10 rebounds. Monte Morris finished with 14 points. George Nyang and Naz Long each had 12 points, scoring in double figures there for the Cyclones. Iowa State, which shot 37 of 64 from the field and made 13 three-pointers, will now move on to face the winner of the late game right after them. That was UAB and Illinois. Zach Ledet led the Hokies with 19 points. Justin Bibbs and Justin Robinson scored 11 apiece as well for the Hokies in the loss. And Iowa State's opponent will be Illinois, as Kendrick Nunn scored 18 points in his season debut as Illinois defeated UAB 72-58 in the semifinal round of the Emerald Coast Classic. Nunn, who's missed the Illini's first 5 games after having thumb surgery last month to repair a ligament, averaged 11.1 points last season and was 3rd on the team. Illinois led 28-23 at halftime, but took control with a 14-3 run to start the second half. Malcolm Hill had 6 of his 12 points during that run. So they'll play at 6 o'clock tonight, Iowa State and Illinois, for the championship in that tournament. Other scores from top 25 men's college basketball: it was top-ranked Kentucky over South Florida 84-63. Third-ranked Michigan State beat Boise State 77-67. Also, it was 8th-ranked Villanova over Georgia Tech 69-52. 10th-ranked Gonzaga got by 18th-ranked UConn 73-70. Providence beat 11th-ranked Arizona 69-65. Richmond upset 14th-ranked Cal 94-90. Northeastern an upset win over Miami 78-77. Miami ranked 15th. Also, Alabama knocked off 20th-ranked Wichita State 64-60. 23rd-ranked Xavier was a winner over Southern Cal 87-77. 24th-ranked Cincinnati beat Nebraska 65-61. And Syracuse was a 74-67 winner over 25th-ranked Texas A&M. And that was in the championship of the Battle for Atlantis tournament. Moving on to women's college basketball, Jonquil Jones scored 23 points, including the go-ahead bucket, and had a school-record 26 rebounds to lift number 24 George Washington past 25th-ranked Iowa for an 81-77 double overtime win in the Lowstar Showcase on Friday. Tied at 73 with a 128 left in the second overtime period, Jones sank back-to-back baskets to build the margin. George Washington held the rest of the way. Jones' rebound total broke a school record that had stood since 1976. Iowa trailed by as much as 8 in the fourth quarter, but forced overtime with a layup from Chase Coley to tie it at 64. The Hawkeyes quickly edged ahead before Jones forced the second OT with a layup that tied it at 69. Brianna Cummings added 13 points. Hannah Schabel had 12, Kira Washington 11, and Lauren Chase 10. Coley led Iowa with 22 points and 10 rebounds. Also, Odera Chetum had 12 points and 11 boards, and number 15 Duke cruised to an 86-48 victory over Iowa State at the Cancun Challenge on Friday. Chetum was 6 of 7 from the floor with 3 assists. Rebecca Greenwell scored 15 points, and Azura Stevens chipped in 14 for Duke. Brianna Fernstrom scored 15 points on 6 of 9 shooting to lead Iowa State. And also other sporting news, Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo is shelved for the rest of the season after breaking his left collarbone for the second time since September. Romo re-injured the collarbone in the third quarter of the Cowboys' 33-14 loss to Carolina on Thanksgiving Day. The St. Louis Rams will turn to bench starter Nick Foles at quarterback tomorrow against Cincinnati unless Case Keenum passes the NFL concussion protocol today. Keenum split practice time yesterday with Foles, who was relieved of his duties 2 weeks ago by coach Jeff Fisher. Keenum had returned to practice on a limited basis Wednesday after missing Tuesday's workout because of a concussion. Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops says quarterback Baker Mayfield is expected to play today against Oklahoma State after sustaining a concussion a week ago. Oklahoma is third in the college football playoff rankings and can clinch the Big 12 conference title with a victory over the ninth-ranked Cowboys. That's a look at the latest sports here on KJAN. Sports here this morning brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.